This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Adams County's new district attorney is dropping all charges against five protesters who blocked an Aurora police station last summer. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The previous DA filed the original charges, which included inciting a riot and attempted kidnapping. During the July 3rd protest, a large crowd blockaded a police station, demanding the officers involved in the death of Elijah McClain be fired. The crowd dispersed peacefully late in the night without that demand being met. In statements, both the new district attorney and the five protesters agreed the demonstration crossed the line, but the DA noted that his office cannot ethically proceed with charges it can't prove. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A new center for mental health and addiction recovery is coming to Salida. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports the site will help fill behavioral health gaps in South Central Colorado.
The new site from Sylvista Health will be at the heart of the Rockies Regional Medical Center. It'll have short-term treatment options for mental health and substance use issues, along with withdrawal support. Timmy Maruzzi with Sylvista Health says there's not another treatment center for 100 miles, so it's pretty essential.
Rural and frontier America, we have limited resources for healthcare at times. What this regional assessment center is designed to do is to provide people with supports that are closest to their community.
Construction began this month and is slated to be completed in March 2022. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Coming up on the program, a year of remote working, many companies are now faced with how best to reopen offices and bring employees back. There are a variety of plans underway in Colorado, but nearly everyone agrees that things have changed dramatically.
If you think you're going to go back to exactly where you were before, which is, you know, you're going to have 100% of your people in the office 5 days a week, you know, that seems unlikely.
CPR Sarah Mulholland takes a look at what companies are doing to find their way forward. We'll have Sarah's story in 15 minutes on All Things Considered. Tonight, it will be mostly clear all across Colorado. We will have lows in the 40s along the Front Range and 50s on the western slope. This is CPR.